Andrea gets wine. What are you drinking? Coffee. I'm wrecked today, girl.
Oh my God.
She got the scoop. Yes, yes! Pop culture news, so grab a drink. It ain't what you think. It's Sarah and the crew. Oh my God, Phrasiac's crew! Welcome to the show. It is Wednesday. AJ is here live in studio. I've got my Carmen Sandiego hat on, or I kind of look like a short, round scarecrow. I mean, it's one of those, isn't it?
No, we picked this out. You're giving me...
What am I giving you vibes? Give me... Tell me.
You're giving me San Diego vibes. You're giving me... Where are you? You're giving me Lost in Paris. You're giving me found a hot guy in Paris and now I'm making out with him. You're giving me makeout vibes in an airplane.
Yes. All of that. People are saying I can't hear you. There's no sound. I don't hear a damn thing. Okay. That's always good on... That's always good on our Facebook. Awesome. Terrific, guys. So, audio, check. Only okay, can you hear us now?
Oh, anybody?
Is Paul ever coming back? I can't hear a damn thing. Julie, Paul is guest coming back. We were actually just talking to Paul this morning. I don't know where Paul Wharton is. I think he's in the Hamptons. He's just rejuvenating himself. I mean, Paul lives the life. And here's the thing I always tell people. Paul will always be on this show. He'll come as a guest. But Paul has his own life, his own politics. It is hard to wrangle Paul. Like, Paul doesn't work on a schedule. And, you know, his mom is like kind of part-time manager for him.
Exactly.
And the best conversation I ever had with Brenda, who I adore, like, I love her so much. She is like old school. She is so amazing. She was like, okay, we're pitching you and Paul. You guys are going to be like the Michael Strahan and Kelly Ripa. I'm like, I'm all about it. And I was like, you know, but Paul's going to have to be there 5 days a week because we're going to have to like do the show. And she's like, no, no, you know how Paul is. He cannot be there. Like, he'll be there three. And then you can, like, I can't.
Five days a week is too much for him.
This is why it is... It is better the way it is. So the magic of Paul Wharton will be back sometime in February. We will keep you posted. In the meantime, today on the show, we have Gabby Andrews, who is one of the stars of Lindsay Lohan Beach Club. We want to know, what is Lindsay like as a boss? We heard this nasty rumor that on the show, all the hosts, that's what they're called, they're like bartenders, waitresses, yes, VIP hosts, they have to buy their own alcohol for the show. What?
This pissed
Why
me off.
Why doesn't MTV provide that? That's crazy.
Like, you want them to be crazy and lit. Provide the alcohol. The substances.
Provide that shit.
I'm sure they're giving them ecstasy and mushrooms.
I would hope. I mean, if I'm coming on that show and going to Mykonos and disrupting my life for like 3 months to shoot at Lindsay Lohan's beach club, like, you better be getting me drunk and high all the time.
I'm only asking for so little.
I loved it last night. One of the guys like they were playing Truth or Dare, and one of the guys like got naked and had to run around the pool. I just would love, like, my body looks like I've given birth to two kids and I don't have one fucking child. So I would have loved to have been there and just taken it all off, huge bush, just like stomach sagging and just like jogged around the pool.
Everybody would have been like, oh my God.
They would have been, wow.
Sasquatch is on the loose.
What a beach club. This chick. I know.
No, you're sexy. Sexy. You're like breadstick sexy.
I know, breadstick Betty. That's the best. When people troll me online, they're like, you got a breadstick body.
Which is honestly like the funniest insult ever. Like, it's actually, I enjoy that. I think that's great. Like, yeah.
Flat everywhere. Flat butt, flat chest, flat hips. Like, there is no curves. What can I say? I'm breadstick Betty. I mean, that's the God's honest. Share today's show for sure on Facebook right now. Start a watch party because you know what? Why not? So many people are furloughed in this city. It's ridiculous. We told you about a guy on Craigslist that is buying people's underwear for $125 a pop. I got messages from people that want to do that, but they're scared. So I thought to myself, Andrea, why don't we sell ours and we'll just donate the money?
I'm completely down.
Would you really Stop. Would you really?
I need to save 20%. I mean, I'm the one wearing the damn panties.
Okay.
So give me 20%.
I'm
going to
message
him. The rest.
I think we should honestly start sending this dude. See if it really happens. Actually, I don't know. I've been scammed so much recently. I can't even fucking believe it. I am so embarrassed.
You're like, so gullible.
I don't even know if I want to tell this story. I'm so embarrassed.
I'm excited to hear it. I haven't even heard the scamming thing that happened to you. Go on with it. Go on with it.
Well, we're really considering selling our underwear to this Craigslist guy. I'm going to hit him up. But the problem is it's probably the same douche that has been scamming me, like, you know, from Arlington Police Department, yeah, allegedly.
So this guy that's buying panties, same guy.
I feel like such a moron. Even my own boyfriend was like, you dummy.
Okay, if you don't recognize, you're very quick to, like, answer a phone number if you don't know it. You're like, ooh, don't know this one.
I answer every phone
call. Why? Do you think it's like the next, do you think it's like a network show calling, like ready to get your own show?
Yes, absolutely. Because I feel like, what if I'm missing an opportunity? And I treat my cell phone like a business phone. So many people have it. Listeners have it. I've given it out. And then this year I'm going to get a private number.
Yes.
So like I treat that as the Hey Frage business line, right? So I answer every number, but I'll get to that scam story. We have to talk about that. We also have to talk about this woman who is our hero, who is now charging her man $50 every time he does this, and like Reddit is 100% behind this woman. And I want to hear if you're down for this or not. I want to do two things. I want to thank our sponsors, and one, we have a lot of new listeners checking out the show, so I want to kind of reset who we are and what this show is about.
Yes, we love new listeners.
We love new listeners. So the Hey Frage podcast is 3 years old. We're all pop culture, listener submissions, our crazy personal lives. AJ co-hosts the show. She started as a producer. She's just been promoted as of today.
I started as an intern, guys.
Intern.
From
an email.
From an email that I asked Sarah for advice. I started as an intern. Then we went from producer and show prep. And now, you know, sometimes I get to co-host.
P.S. People, like, this is how I know that you're going to be so famous. Like, people message me all the time about how good you are. Like, how funny you are.
I'm telling you the shitty part about that? I don't see a damn message.
People from Fox 5. I was just at Fox 5 yesterday. One of the higher ups there watches your impressions and thinks you're funny as shit. Like he
Sarah,
was like,
why are you telling me this now? This
I don't know, been, I forgot.
I cried myself to sleep last night and injected myself with NyQuil, and you're over here telling me people love me?
What I meant to message you yesterday. He is like legit higher up at Fox, and he says that he watches all of your Insta shit. He thinks you're so funny. He loves the Caitlyn Jenner when you, I'm Caitlyn Jenner, or whatever you do. What's your voice?
What's Caitlyn? That was like an inbred from the Southwest. Like, what was that?
Yeah, baby, Caitlyn Jenner here.
Yeah, baby, Caitlyn. I can't do it. I don't know. You're the impressionist.
Oh my god, you sound like Austin Powers just like took some Xannies.
Yeah, baby.
AJ is 24 years old. She's hot as hell. She's about what, 5'8"?
5'8". 5'8", yeah.
Beautiful dark hair, half Mexican,
so
half white.
So sweet.
The fun facts that you need to know are her parents are like, her mom is like uber religious. It's hysterical.
Yeah, like she wants to join a nunnery. And I said, Mom, you're still married. And she's like, it's okay. Yeah, born and raised D.C., went to Syracuse, studied radio and television.
Incredibly talented. You style
so
me.
Sweet.
You're cheese board brilliant. You're like starting your own cheese board business.
I'm
Hire
just kind
her.
Of crazy. Yeah, I have like 30 different professions that I want to go into. But hopefully this one sticks.
Oh, it's sticking. I will sell a kidney. You're fucking, we're doing a show together, like big time. Next level.
Yeah.
And by the way, I have a hopeful because somebody very famous commented on one of my posts yesterday. This is how I know we're going to make it.
Okay, you guys, does anybody heard of like Judd Apatow? Like, I don't know, like comedy genius? Like, I don't know.
We'll get to that, but we're talking about you.
Okay.
So you have emerged over the past like year and a half as like top talent, co-host. You have major executives watching your shit. This woman is awesome and the sweetest down-to-earth person. So if you're tuning in, you need to stalk her on Instagram. It's at AJ on the mic. She's fantastic.
Follow me, guys. I always respond.
You also need to meet, we have awesome interns. Christina is here. She does all of our graphics that you see at Hey Frage. She's unbelievable. We have to shout out Simona. She is terrific. She's been an intern. She does a lot of our blog work. Hannah just came on board. Our digital content creator is Luis, who is an old friend of mine, started at Mix 107.3, because I'll tell you a little bit about my background. Luis is a producer. He has now taken the producer role of Hey Frage. He is lining up calls with MTV, and also he is a DraftKings master. This man has made thousands of dollars in one haul on his gambling. I'm your host, Sarah Frazier. The Hey Frage podcast is 3 years old. If you are new to this show, you may recognize my voice. I was in radio for a long time in the DC market. I co-hosted with Kane on 99.5, and that's where so many of you loyal, you know, crew members have found me and listened. And then I can't even believe it, but I think it's been like 5 or 6 years since I left Kane's show. I did a stint at Mix 107.3 with Sarah Ty and Mel, with Sammy Kay, and Ty Bentley and Mel, who used to be on the show. We were there for about a year and a half. Show was cooking, but didn't exactly work out. They switched formats. They moved it back to Mix. And at the time, I knew so many people, we go out, we do events, and so many people were like, God, I listen to podcasts. We were like, what do you listen to? They're like, we listen to podcasts. And I'm like, that's it. Boom. I need to start a podcast business. Here we are 3 years later. I'm forever grateful for every single person that downloads. You guys keep this podcast alive. You keep new sponsors happening and signing on. And it's just been unbelievable. I am getting married. I'm not engaged. I do everything backwards in my life that you'll find. So I've just set the wedding date. I've got the church reserved. I've bought the wedding dress. That's what's going on latest in my life. And you can catch me still if you're in the DC market, Fox 5 DC every Saturday morning starting at 7 a.m. With Tony Perkins, who's actually getting ready. This is going to be his last Saturday on Fox after like 20 years. So it'll be a big, I know, it's a big, for DC TV watchers, it's like a big weekend.
Definitely.
So Tony Perkins is retiring from television, at least, you know, for Fox 5. So definitely tune us on. But I've been an entrepreneur and now I'm like stepping out into comedy. Well, improv. let's not get carried away.
We'll tell you when we're doing stand updates soon.
I'm definitely doing it. Yesterday, I post. Okay, Christina, our intern, made this awesome graphic about Crashing, HBO's Crashing,
amazing,
right? Because I, a lot of you guys know this, but for new to the show, in June of 2018, I get this email. I also thought it was a scam. This scam actually didn't scam me, which is amazing.
It was not a scam.
Although joke could be on me, because when episode 7 comes out, I might be in it for like 1 second.
Honestly, I'm hoping, you guys film for like 13 hours straight, so I'm hoping for like you're at least in there 10 minutes.
Well, after Judd Apatow commented on my post yesterday, I believe the scene will be good. I shit my pants. I could not even respond. So we put up this Crashing graphic. Pete Holmes is the star of the show. It's so good on HBO. Check it out. Season 3 premieres January 20th, this Sunday. So I put this post up and I said, I'm so grateful for Pete Holmes for giving us this opportunity. And Pete was super, like, I was so nervous because I wanted to go in and just not fuck it up. I wanted to create great comedy because the show is all about Pete Holmes.
Comedian.
And Judd Apatow is like the producer and the co-producer and writer with Pete. He wasn't there the day we shot. Anyway, put this graphic up. I said, thank you to Pete Holmes. Everybody tune in. I'm very grateful. Judd Apatow comments yesterday and he goes, you did a great job. You were super funny. Roll me out of here.
You didn't even tell. You didn't
roll
even,
me out.
Roll me the hell out. You didn't even tell me. You let me find that on my own. And I scowl your whole comments. Found Judd Apatow. I was like, bitch, Judd Apatow just commented on your post. And you're like, I know. I was like, are you not shitting yourself?
Died.
You acted so chill, though. You're like, oh, yeah, that.
Because I know we're going to be famous. I've always known. It's from here to the talk show world. It's happening.
Holy shit, Judd Apatow.
I died. I couldn't believe it. I will say this. You know, Pete Holmes made us feel so comfortable. By the end of the day, we got some really great improv. And the scene that I hope makes it, but I don't know that it will, was Jessica Kirsten, who's a stand-up comic, comes into the radio show with Pete, right? Yeah. And I'm playing a radio DJ, right? So they're coming on to my radio show with my radio partner, which happens to be Rob Spiewak from the podcast, The Mike O'Meara Show.
Classic, love it.
Okay, so we're acting, we're playing like Cindy, and I can't remember what his name was, but anyway. So then Jessica Kirsten comes on, and she says something to the effect of, well, Cindy, you know, you've been with a woman, and I played off real life experience. Yes, I've been fingered by a woman. So I go, yeah, I have actually, Jessica. I was fingered by her. And then Pete and Jessica Kirsten like died laughing. They actually like spit.
You made them laugh.
Like they were like, oh my God, we never thought that you would come up with that. And then Pete Holmes, the genius of Pete Holmes acting is, even though they have like a written script, he has like four writers and then they just riff and riff. So Pete kept feeding me lines and then he really enjoyed the delivery and we actually got laughing so hard that we couldn't really stop. And so,
oh my God,
it was a moment. Yeah.
Wait, so, you know,
and I fucking act like I'm Robin Williams, but let's be honest, like this was not like it was really Pete Holmes, but I'm sounding like I'm on an interview of Howard Stern. I'm like, well, you know, Howard, I mean, we just got laughing so hard and
we were riffing and improv and it was great. I mean, 13 hours we rapped.
My hemorrhoids were on eight. Like I was like so wound up. I couldn't wait to get out of there. It was like, because
that's incredible. Did you get Judd Apatow's like contact? Like, are you just
back?
Not
I was
sharing
like, I hope to work
me?
With you again in the future. That's where the conversation died. So
Jesus Christ, you should have just like put a picture of a vagina, like made it. No, just kidding. I love his wife and children.
I know.
Damn it.
Oh my God.
That's our ticket, Sarah. We need to hit up Judd Apatow like on the regular. Just like tweet at him all the time.
Our next project
Go
we're working
house.
On, Hey Frasier is going to be picked up by YouTube Red, by Verizon 90, somewhere. And I want Apatow to kind of like co-produce.
Incredible. If he even has time. I mean, we're just making demands now. Like 2019 network show, Judd Apatow is going to co-produce.
Okay. Anyway, let's thank some sponsors. I'll tell you how I was scammed, but if you're new to the show, welcome. Thank you for listening to the Hey Fresh podcast. Be sure to review us on iTunes. It really helps. Hit 5 stars, tell us what you love about the show, and share the show with a friend. I got to thank Simple Health. They are all about care that fits your life, using technology to provide simple, convenient, and affordable care at home, starting with your online birth control prescription and delivery. It's a better way to get birth control, and now it's here. How it works, it's super simple. Trying birth control for the first time, or if you need to renew your prescription, you can fill out an online health profile and answer some questions to find the best birth control for you. A doctor reviews if you're a good candidate for birth control, recommends a product, and writes a prescription. Then your birth control ships to your door in a recurring schedule. No interruptions. It's free with most insurance plans and starts at $15 a month without insurance. And if you already have a prescription and you want to cut out the hassle of pharmacy visits, just give us your pharmacy info and boom, they'll do all the work to transfer it for you. No more doctor's offices, waiting rooms, or pharmacy lines. Get birth control prescribed, renewed, and delivered from wherever you are on your schedule. Simple Health makes taking care of your health well and simple. I used birth control for years. I was on Seasonique. I always used to call it like my dear periods because it was like you only had like 4 a year, and I felt like I was some sort of like animal, like just like having my menstrual cycle like twice a year. It was crazy. Anyway, I did birth control for a long time. I did the IUD. Highly recommend it. Believe me, as some, I mean, now I'm like trying to get pregnant, so I'm off the birth control. And
well,
just,
thank God.
Yeah, I mean, we're using condoms, but I mean, I'm just trying to fit into my wedding dress.
That's okay.
But I'm definitely getting pregnant this year. I mean, if I can. I mean,
you do
I'm
everything backwards. I feel like you should get pregnant first before the wedding. Definitely be pregnant at your wedding.
See, but I really want to have a good time at the wedding. And now,
oh, and you want to drink?
Yeah.
Well, you know, my mom said she drank at least 4 months in, found
what?
Out. Yeah, probably why the other twin died.
Okay, that's why you ate your baby. You were like dehydrated. You're like, well, I'm going to eat my baby since my mother's been drinking. Oh, birth control. You need it and you need to take the hassles out of it. So how about this? Don't miss your chance to try this service for free. My listeners to the Hey Fresh podcast get the $20 prescription fee waived by going to simplehealth.com/HeyFresh or entering code HeyFresh at checkout. Okay. This service is not a replacement for a routine evaluation by your primary care physician or gyno, but definitely get there and get it. It is Simple Health and they are terrific. That again is go use my code simplehealth.com/HeyFresh and enter my code HeyFresh. Be sure to get routine checkups and PAPs. Smears, and always consult your doctor. We also have to thank another doctor. Actually, we have all kinds of doctors that sponsor the show. Dr. Mintz is a medical marijuana doctor in Bethesda, Maryland. He's certified for medical marijuana in D.C. and in Maryland, as I mentioned. He does everything for you. So if you have PTSD, depression, chronic pain, and you want a solution that mixes with your other drugs without messing you up, medical marijuana could be for you. $250 one-time fee. He gets you the card. He gets you everything you need. Also, most of that is refundable by insurance. DrMintz.com. Tell him the Hey Fresh podcast sent you. He's a terrific doctor. We love going to see him. He does concierge medicine as well, so you can see him at any time. He's available by text message, phone. He really makes that whole one-on-one doctor experience so about you, not rushing you in and out. And of course, medical marijuana is here. You don't have to smoke it. You can just a couple of drops. Boop, boop. Amazing. I'm trying to get myself some medical marijuana. For the migraines. Sadly, I live in Virginia.
I think you guys would, you'd use one little drop of THC and you'd be out for weeks.
Really? I know. I do. I have a low tolerance. Also, we have to thank Dr. Mary. If you are in the market for a dentist, you have kids that need a dentist. Dr. Mary and TotalDentalCareMD.com. They are located in Germantown, Maryland. Go see them. She's awesome. I'm going to get my night guard retainer. I know I'm a huge nerd. You need a night guard retainer, Sarah. Yes, I do. I grind my teeth. Right now, my jaw is so tight.
Oh,
I don't know why.
Your jaw is tight?
Yeah, I'm like,
well,
oh,
you
tight.
Have that. You have that. It's not a disorder. It's a
like TMJ.
Right.
No, I'm just like too uptight. I need to like lay back, smoke weed. Like I need to get.
I feel
chill.
Like you're always let loose. Let me suck your dick.
What does that have to do?
You're not uptight at all. You get around men and you're just ready to go. Let it all hang loose.
In business, I'm uptight.
There we go.
I need to relax.
Business in the front, party in the back.
That's the truth. My life is like a walking mullet, you know?
Except
it is, right?
You have anal fissures, so like it's more like party
See,
in the front, business
I'm
in the back.
Like I'm so much, yeah. So much is going on with my butthole that's not good.
And you're
it's
clenching
not,
at all
yes.
times. That's gotta be rough.
It is. I don't recommend getting an anal fissure. It's awful. Now back to Dr. Mary. So TotalDentalCareMD.com. they're offering. They're amazing. By the way, they're offering a $99 special. Total dental cleaning. They, of course, accept all insurance. Call them. Tell them the Hey Fresh podcast sent you. Maybe skip the anal fissure part. She does everything from sedation dentistry. They handle kids. Periodontal disease, if you have that, like I do. I have a ton of diseases. I don't want to get into that, though, because like a lot of time on the show, I feel like we go down this rabbit hole of all the, you know, I've got like herpes and anal. Like people think I'm just like a walking pus. Like basically, I should be on Dr. Pimple Popper like for life. Yeah, I'm not that gross in real life, I swear. Anyway.
I mean, kind of, yeah.
Thank you for sponsoring the show, TotalDentalCareMD.com. Okay, we have a ton of stories to get to, and I've been scammed.
We've been through this so many times. Like, we're always making fun of people that have gotten scammed, and we're like, how could you ever fall for that? Sarah falls for it.
We trash all the people that come in, and they've given their life savings. Meanwhile...
We're like, how'd you fall for that person that lives across the seas?
No, I have. Dan, so two things happened. First of all, you guys remember I went to Cuba like a year and a half ago. Very nice Airbnb owner who was such a sweetheart told me he could get me real Cuban cigars. Scam. Asshole. Took like 200 American dollars. And meanwhile, they were just his neighbors like rolled up.
Meanwhile, they're doing it in the backyard.
They see a sucker coming. Then... So I'm almost tempted to call this guy, but I don't know if this is a good idea or not. So for the past month, I've been getting a phone call from a 703 area code from this guy, Jim Logan, right? And he'll say he's from the Arlington County Police Department. They are taking donations for kids, for toys, for disabled adults, all this stuff, right? So nice. So in December of 2017, this guy's been calling me for a year. So I donate. Like, he calls and he's like, just
leave. How much have you donated overall?
You know what? Now I'm remembering this. I donated, I think, $100 or $120.
Mm-hmm. $120? This happened recently, or you did this in the past?
No, this was December 20th. I left a check for him at the front desk of this is how stupid I am, okay? So, like, if you've been scammed, don't feel bad, because you're looking at the dummy of all dummies. I leave him, Officer Logan, a envelope at the front desk of my apartment. So now he knows where I live.
Sarah, he knows your address?
Yeah. He then left me, which I need to go find tonight and bring it in on Monday. He left me what looked like an official letter that said, thank you for donating to Arlington Police Department. And he left me some police stickers.
Oh, so he's like legit. Like, he makes you think he's really a police officer.
This motherfucker has been taking it. I am so goddamn pissed. I want to call him.
Do you have his number?
Yes.
Sure.
703. I'm going to give his number out. I don't give a shit.
That number out now.
So I'm watching.
What was like the telltale sign that you thought this was real? He said he was donating to what?
He said,
kids?
I'm an officer. He said we're donating to children. Can we count on you?
You gave your credit card number to him over the phone.
No, I wrote him a check, which Dan thinks that the police department in Arlington should be able to, to trace. Then last night I'm watching Fox 5, and up on the thing, Arlington County Police giving a warning to residents of a man calling about donations. The police department never calls you. I'm like, what? Rewind. Watch again. That motherfucker. He got me, and he's been calling me the entire month of December. Here's a voice message from this little fuck. This is what he said.
Hey, Sarah. This is Jim Logan. Give me a call back. I'm at 703-945-17.
Yeah, you can have his number. Call this little bastard here. I'm going to call him right now. And I want to know. He's been scamming people. I want to know.
This is crazy.
Totally scam me.
Act like you want to give more money.
Yeah. He's not going to answer. He knows his shit has been on blast on TV, bastard. Call me back. I want to fucking...
I'm surprised this number is still in service.
This little motherfucker. He's been calling me, the children of Arlington. I should have known. Arlington's the richest fucking city.
So rich.
Well, I know exactly. How am I getting scammed?
When you are trying to reach, it's unavailable.
Of course. He's taken. Fucking bad. Can you believe it? 703-941, you asshole, Jim Logan.
Everybody call him.
Everyone fucking call him. Can you believe this? I know, and I should have known. There's not one goddamn poor kid in all of Arlington. It's all like rich kids. Ugh.
Okay, so max amount, you gave him $150,
right? Who in Arlington is disabled who doesn't own like 18 rascals? Everyone's rich there. Fucking hell! He got me! That bastard!
Okay, but if they're on the news, when they reported him, do they say anybody's getting money back? Like, he's like going to jail, he's being fined,
no,
he's being taken to court?
I tweet at Arlington Police County last night after I see this story. I'm like, yo, Okay, this
go.
Chick.
Guilty. I've been scammed.
God damn it. They go, here, fill out this online police form. So I just did that. I don't know if they're going to call me or whatever. I feel this is probably low priority for them. But that motherfucker.
How many other claims?
Like how many? Well, they must have had a lot because they've obviously done a news story on it. People are saying turn him into the police. People are putting the slap face over the emoji. Like, how could you fall for this?
Literally, like, are you dumb?
Sarah, WTF. I know.
If a police officer calls you, what police officer is doing charity work, like, you know, on his time? They're usually, like, saving people. He's not going to be calling people, like, children need our help. That's, like, charity
job. He sounds legit, though, doesn't he? Like, he...
I mean, kind of. He doesn't even sound like he's from here.
Oh, God. Really?
He's literally like, hello, this is Officer Logan calling in. I just want to ask you if you could donate a couple bucks.
Hey, Sarah. This is Jim Logan. Give me a call back. I'm at 703.
I can hear police sirens in the back.
Okay, I want to say.
Thank you.
I have faked a police call in college. We just put on YouTube siren sounds. We put it on the background. I sounded like a dispatcher. I said we were coming in to break in and steal all the weed. This kid throws out all his weed in the. He ratted me out, so I got him back. Sarah, do you think you believed him from the police sirens? You can easily look that shit up and just play it in the background.
I'm an idiot. What can I say? I fall for these fucking scams. I believe in people.
All right, you deserved it.
This bastard, I hope he is rotting in hell with this karma. Meanwhile, I've been supplying his whole weed thing. He and his friends are going out smoking dope on me. They're like, oh, is this Sarah Frazier? Fucking moron. I should have known there are no poor kids in Arlington.
He's calling local celebrities. Let's definitely hit up Sarah Frazier. I'm going to say I'm Jim Logan.
Can you believe this?
Also, okay, I don't think he should like rot in hell because like he's not scamming like old ladies. He's scamming you out of $120.
Okay, what if I need that $120?
You don't. You know those old ladies that literally give their entire retirement because
I'm close
in hopes
to that.
Of like, okay.
Okay, right now I have been scammed out of $320 that I know of, okay? Meanwhile,
imagine all that other stuff. Do you answer phone calls often and just say, willy-nilly, here's a check? I'll leave it at my front door. Actually, you know what? Come up and have a drink.
You know what, though? I fall for this shit. I do. You know? Because
you do.
Yes. I'm so upset. Has anyone else been scammed? Please tell me.
Many times people have been
scammed. Camera in your lobby. See who picked up the check.
Oh.
That's a great idea, but I'm going to be honest with you. My building, like, they're a bunch of nitwits. Like, there's no way the cameras are on.
If you guys missed the story, twice they got all of their MacBooks stolen from the business center. Like, twice.
Actually,
people just walked in and stole them.
To be honest, it's probably the front desk people at my building who know.
Stealing the computers.
Yeah. Yeah, and probably stealing from me. It's actually probably the front desk people that work at my apartment building. They're like, you know who's really gullible? Sarah Frazier. Let's give her a ring.
Let's give her a ring.
Yeah. Twice at my apartment building, they've let people come in who said that they're there to visit friends. They come in, they steal all the MacBook computers. So let me tell you, my cameras are not on.
They probably don't even have it backlogged. Yeah, like they probably delete it every month. Honestly, it's worth a shot. You said you got it in December, right?
Well, I gave him money a year ago.
A year ago? He's still calling you?
Yes. Because I legit thought he was, and I thought, you know what? Look at this. I'm going to hold on to this. So when I get pulled over, I can pull out this, hey, sir, I've donated. And then come to find out, they'd be like,
it's so fake. Ma'am, we don't have an Officer Logan, so.
What a bastard. Can you believe that?
Honestly, I don't feel bad for you because that's stupid.
I know. Well, don't. Nobody does. No one feels bad for me. My own fiance was
Schmano like, does not feel bad for you.
We're supposed to be calling him Schman. I feel like such an idiot, honest to God. I mean, could this get any dumber?
So Sarah's man is called Schman.
Schman and Schmiggy.
My man is called Schmiggy.
So let's talk about the Jeff Bezos challenge, which give everybody what is the Bezos challenge. And Schmiggy, let me just tell you, the other thing you're going to find out about this show is we give our men such a hard time. Like, I'm always on here like, Schman doesn't do this, Schman doesn't. But like, I'm so in love with him.
Are you?
He's such
a
good man.
You're getting married. Yeah. You really am. We had some rough times.
Oh, we definitely have rough times. I get really mad at him because he works too much and then I feel like cheating on him. But I'm really getting over that because I love Schman.
Good. Good. Just keep it in your pants, Sarah. Watch TV until he comes home.
Yes. I just get mad because I feel like Schman prioritizes work over me and then I just like want to retaliate. But I'm going to just
You're also a workaholic, so it works well.
I'm going to rein it in.
Rein it in.
Yeah, because I'm getting scammed left and right. I need to stay home. Okay?
That's where you're getting scammed, I swear.
So, but then you date Schmiggy, who's super hot.
You're very sweet. Yes, Schmiggy is Italian. I love Italian. I thought he was Guido. He's not. He's actually the whitest boy ever. Let's see. So Jeff Bezos, recently his sex came out. You know, he was his mistress came out. We found out some of his sex were released. Apparently he sent dick pics to this new woman. He's getting a divorce. It's amicable. Amicable?
Amicable, yeah.
And so his sex were released, and I want to pull some up, but basically they're like, you know, sexting in the 18th century. It's like, I want to touch your face and caress your body. Like, it's nothing dirty. But then he, like, after that, sent a pic of his dick. And you're like, wait a minute, this is totally, like, you know.
Have you seen his penis?
No, no, those are not being released. But the sexts have. That's why I think this is fake. So there's this thing going around called the Bezos Challenge where you send your significant other these texts that Bezos sent and to see what they sent back.
Okay, read it. Tell us.
Oh, well, I got to go find the long text. So, you know, among other things he sent, this was the most, I guess, the funniest and surprising thing that Bezos sent to his supposed mistress. You know what I want? I want to get a little drunk with you. Not falling down, just a little drunk. I want to talk to you and plan with you, listen and laugh. Space, space, space. New paragraph. Who texts like this? I basically want to be with you. Then I want to fall asleep with you and wake up tomorrow and read the paper with you and have coffee with you. That's a lot of things happening in one text. So people are sending this to their significant others. I was like, let me send this to Schmiggy.
Oh my God. Schmiggy's answer. He is so in love with you.
Okay. I always give him a hard time. I don't think he's in love with me at all. I think he's cheating on me and I think that he's actually gay and just like I'm a cover.
No. This, wait until he write. The response is epic.
Honestly, I think he wrote this back because I think he was onto the whole joke. But he goes, do you think I don't want any of those things? How many times have I told you I wanted to go out and not have you falling down by the end of the night? Oh, God, this is a cry for help. And then he goes on, or how many times have I tried to wake you up in the morning, but you refuse because you're too hungover? I'm sorry. Okay, I tried to text my boyfriend something sweet and Schmiggy responds with like, stop being a blackout bitch.
Oh my God, he loves you though. He wants all those things, but he makes it sound like you are such a train wreck, which is so funny because you're the most responsible person.
No, I'm not, Sarah.
No, with him.
Honestly, I can't remember the last time I didn't black out when we were out together.
That is the best response of all time. Schmiggy wants you to just wake up, not in a pool of your own vomit, and he just wants to love you forever. That is Andrea.
Like,
he loves
I feel
you.
So upset by that.
Why?
Just by my own actions. Like, it's so upsetting. But then I went back to other
You're
people's
24.
Responses.
Come on.
So one of my guy friends, he sent this out to all of his, you know, like side pieces. He
sure.
just has a list. Like, this guy's a player. He just sent it out to like 15 different girls. It looks like 15 here. At least 20 girls.
Okay.
I'm like, how do you have a roster of that many girls? One girl responds, well, had you not rain checked me, this could have been a possibility sooner rather than later. Because that does sound ideal. But you screwed up anyways. Someone else goes, this sounds really cute, but can it include a massage? And then one girl got fucking pissed.
What?
Please don't do stuff like this to me. It's manipulative and mean. I'm working, though, so I'm going to get off my phone. Bye. 30 minutes later. Like, honestly, what the fuck? You just wanted to see if I would like that and want the same things you do. So you could just shit on me and be like, JK, I still don't want you. Really funny, asshole.
Oh, my God. I got to send it to Dan and see what... Schman. This is not working at all. Schman. I'm writing that out. Schman.
We're trying not to reveal the full name. So his name is Schman and mine is Schmiggy. So call him Schman.
Schman. I'm going to send it to Schman today and see what he writes back.
See what he writes back.
I love that challenge. Good for Jeff Bezos. Living his best life.
We're tweeting like it's 1805.
Did you know anything about this world record egg? Like, are you into this whole story of this egg?
I barely saw it. I saw it on somebody's story and I just kind of like...
You're like not
past it. Well, I'm just like, what's the point? Are we going to like an egg more than Kylie Jenner?
So a picture of an egg is now the most liked picture of all time on Instagram with like 40 million beating Kylie Jenner's like 20 million. Okay,
are we just trying to prove that an egg can get more likes? What's the point?
So I have no idea, except for supposedly who's behind it is Supreme Patty. And this guy, Supreme Patty, just makes memes. He's pretty
Love
funny.
It.
And remember Wide Neck and Long Neck?
Love them.
So Long Neck is like a guy. I think he has a disease, I guess, that has his neck is long. But Supreme Patty is basically managing them and getting Wide Neck and Long Neck to do these videos and appearances and make money, which is genius. And Wide Neck is the criminal.
Right.
Who's like got a really big
And he
neck.
Went viral for his mugshot. Right.
So he's supposedly behind the egg. It's now broken the record. I don't know. Are you just now? I'm just kind of like, eh, it's kind of dumb. But it's pretty amazing that he was able to do that.
I love that social media has made this whole area where you can do crazy shit like this. Like, how is an egg getting more likes? It's just literally for the shit of it. Like, oh, let's just do this for fun. Like, I love this.
I know.
We could
I
get
do
a
too.
Picture of a petunia. It could go more viral than Kylie Jenner.
I know. An egg.
An egg.
Just goes to show you like where people are at with social media. They're like, whatever.
Just goes to show you that like how down spiral we're heading as a nation.
Oh, completely. I mean, if Supreme people Patty is ruling the internet, this kid is like.
Government shutdown is the longest in history and we're liking pictures of eggs. Priorities.
By the way, someone sent you like a job fair shout
out,
right? Because your dad is furloughed. We're going on, it's 26 days today.
Yes, 26 days.
How's your dad holding up? How are your parents holding up?
Honestly, this has been a vacation for him. He's lucky that, I mean.
Is anyone concerned?
Everyone
in the news, like everyone they interview is always like, oh, it's fine. It's great. I'm getting so much work done. I'm like, okay, is anyone here like, I would be shitting my pants.
It's the most productive my parents have ever been together. Like, well, they're ready to kill each other. But like my dad has actually had time to do stuff for the house, have time to do stuff for, I mean, he's doing everything. Like he's getting ready for taxes. We're always like, we always ask for an extension on taxes.
Yeah, because it takes so long, yeah.
And he's like...
Way ahead of it?
Way ahead of the shit. So I wanted to bring up this because an amazing listener, she said, not sure if this is something your father or anyone you know would be interested in, but Montgomery County Public Schools having a job fair specifically for furloughed government employees Friday in Rockville, 9 to 7 p.m.
Oh, cool.
So anybody that's furloughed, you guys are not really entered to win, but like you can go out to this and potentially get paid for, I think it's being Montgomery County School, so you would be a substitute teacher.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah. So really, I think I would imagine you just kind of sit there, and I don't think you have to have any types of
hey, kids,
professional...
let me teach you about some life lessons.
This is like...
You think you work for
rock.
The government because you're always going to get a paycheck? Not true.
Not true. Don't work for the man.
People are asking, by the way, you can say no, but Carlos is on here. Hey, I'd like to know if AJ could do a Latino-Mexican voice. I've never heard her do one.
You're right, because you know why? People think it's racist, and I'm like, I am Mexican. So all I do is like basic white
girls. Even the Mexican voice people find
well,
offensive?
I used to have this character that was a lisping Mexican, and I would just talk about all the food groups, and people used to tell me that it was offensive.
I actually had a dream last night that we were doing that we were doing a YouTube video, and I started doing all these accents that were inappropriate, and I was like, can we pull that? And like it was like too late. It was
wait a minute. Okay. At least you're not dreaming about Sarah, for all new listeners, she actually had a sex dream about me where actually we weren't having sex, but she was masturbating in front of me and I was just willy-nilly walking around the apartment.
Styling me. It was awesome.
Styling. So okay, so now we're actually making
now we were
money
shooting,
in the dreams.
We were shooting a YouTube video. Cool. And I was doing all these offensive accents.
Yikes.
And then we'd already released it. Yeah. And I was like, can we pull that? And you were like, I think it already has like 1,000 comments. I was like, oh, shit. Like, this
is probably like that breadstick Betty is racist. That white bitch.
A woman on Reddit has now come up with a concept. She says that she is tired of her boyfriend's parting ways, so she's going to charge him $50 every time he comes home past 4 a.m. Do you think this would work? Like, if you and Schmiggy had this, if Schmiggy started charging you $50 for every time you woke up, you didn't want to wake up because you were hungover. When he just wants to lay in bed with you and watch and read the paper.
Wow, how sweet. I would break up with him. Don't charge me. Come out with me. Have fun.
She sobered up a couple of years ago. Her boyfriend did for a while, she says, but now he's sort of back out
back
drinking,
on the wagon.
Met some new friends, and she's tired of him coming in at 4 a.m. People are questioning their relationship,
friends.
Though.
Okay,
but I think
this
is good.
Okay, it's 2019. Drop him. He's obviously a bad influence on you if you're trying to get clean and he's not. And what, they were alcoholics together or she just wanted a cleaner lifestyle?
They were big drinkers together. They've been together several years.
That's hard.
They both sort of slowed down drinking. Now he's back out. You got a lot invested, though. I would try this. I don't think this is a bad idea.
Okay, give him one night a week, and then every other day, charge him $50. $50? He's going to be, like, handing that out. Charge him $200.
That's not enough? $200?
Not enough.
People are torn on Reddit, saying that the $50 thing is a bad idea. Sounds like it's going to breed resentment, not actually
Probably.
Encourage him to get home on time.
He's going to be like...
That sucks, though. I wonder what you do. Like, that would be hard to be in a relationship with someone. You know, Schman and I are totally now on the same page. We both, like, go to bed at 9:30.
Eat vegan.
Oh, eat vegan.
Don't do any drugs or drink.
And, you know, when you're eating vegan, you have, like, no sustenance. You have no energy. So you're in bed for, like, 12 hours a day. Because, I mean, you're living literally off leafy greens. It's like... I mean, we have all we can do.
You're a fake vegan because you actually hate the food.
I love me. Oh my God, I love me. I'm back on the train. But I've always done plant four from the start, which means I'm vegan like 3 to 4 days a week.
I can't wait till we book this this meat restaurant. It's like ribs, and I hope they become a sponsor because
I'm eating them all. I'll eat them live.
We always talk about vegan life, but you are not, and I'm definitely 100% not.
I know. It's so delicious.
So I'm for this. I just feel like they need to talk about their relationship a little bit more, and you know. You guys don't have the same life anymore. He's going out. You're not.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a short term solution, you know, like.
Yes. For money, just charging him money is not going to solve anything.
I'd be curious to see in relationships what you charge your partner for. Like, I bet people do this. Like, I bet people, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you know.
Well, I'd be a broke ass bitch if Iggy charged me. Schmiggy. Charged me $50. Yikes.
You said you didn't see the Gillette men's ad, right?
Oh my, yeah.
Where do we stand? I want to know where the audience stands on this. I thought it was a good idea. Then I read people's comments like, I wonder what's going on with Gillette. Long story short, you probably saw it's been trending for like a day and a half, but Gillette came out with the best men can be. And it's essentially an ad challenging men to be better guys, to just like intervene when they see sexual harassment, to stop bullying. I like the message. I think it's a good idea. A lot of people said that they also need to talk to women who are complacent or women that put down other women. Yeah, I think they do. I mean, I feel like, of course, we all are like human. There needs to be improvement everywhere. And I love the whole Time's Up. I think that's bringing great awareness. Well, people feel like a company like Gillette, as massive as they are, that they probably have their own internal issues. They probably don't treat women great. And then for them to put out this ad, like kind of preaching to everyone about how men should act, then a lot of men feel like there's a lot of good men out there and that there's really just a couple of men that behave like this Time's Up. So
by this ad, we're all calling men out for being shitty. But really, it's only a small portion.
Yeah. But I think it's great. I mean, it's always good to have a reminder. And I always feel like ads like this begin to bring awareness because, you know, the reality is we've all been there where it's easy. It's hard to go against the grain and call a guy out or call a woman boss out. You know, it's hard to. So I think it's great that companies have a reminder. And I'm sure that they're doing their own internal checking. And I would hope if they have issues at Gillette that they're making adjustments.
So, too.
It's a marketing tool for them, Madonna says. Gillette is also being slammed this morning for their pink tax. Gillette is facing backlash for tackling sexism while continuing to tack a pink tax on its female-centric products. The pink tax simply means that female-focused products cost more than the male equivalent because they are intended for women. I agree with that. I don't think they should do that. They should cost the same. You know, if they're because of the colored packaging, they charge women more.
Oh,
Gillette's reliance on such marketing tactics and its continued use of the pink tax has prompted fury in the wake of its latest ad campaign. A lot of people have a problem when the Nikes of the world, when they get on social justice campaigns and then they try to capitalize on it. Do you?
I get what you're saying. I don't know. Their YouTube video says has 233,000 dislikes and only 29,000 likes.
Oh, wow. Wow. People don't like it.
Much more dislike. I don't know. I watched it, but I didn't read the backlash on it. And I honestly thought it was. But you know me, I have a bad gaydar of this radar of knowing whether it's going to be offensive.
Like appropriate or offensive. I don't find it offensive. I guess I think. I don't know. I'm curious why people are so upset. They don't like the pink tax. They think that they're hypocrites and they think that they're just really piggybacking on Time's Up.
Well, this is the time to do it. When else are you going to stand out? I mean, if you have such a big following, this is such a big company that I feel like you need to use your platform for good instead of.
And I feel like everybody does this, no matter what facet.
Exactly.
All marketing. Burger King's jumping on the whole, you know, Trump serving Burger King there. Oh, God, that was such a mess. Has anyone checked the White House toilets post that? Like, I mean, what a mess. Can
just
you imagine?
Blowing up the White House toilets.
Up. Oh, my God.
The cleaning people are all getting, they're like leaving.
Nothing would be worse. Can you imagine going for all that McDonald's and then you'd have the worst stomach cramps an hour later? I'd be shitting my drawers out. Melania, could you direct me to the nearest bathroom?
I can't even imagine. We've talked about what the insides of Trump looks like. It's not looking good. It's not looking good. Clogged arteries.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Really disgusting. That is horrible.
I know. Let's do four things that are popping, and then we got to get Gabby Andrews on from Lindsay Lohan Beach Club. If you're watching, it's every Tuesday night on MTV. She is a DC native. She's going to join us. She's going to talk about what Lindsay's really like as a boss. true or not true, they have to buy their own alcohol on the show. This is an MTV production. WTF.
Like, the whole house should be filled with alcohol. Each room should have its own little bar area.
So what we do in the show, we end every show with four things that are popping. It's everything popping in celebrity news world. So here are some of the big stories. Rob Kardashian is planning to return to Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Kim confirmed this on Andy Cohen's Watch What Happens Live. That was a good interview, by the way.
Crazy interview. They never interview all together or in so long. They finally did it.
They answered everything. Kim's having a boy for her fourth child.
That came out of nowhere. Like, she must have been doing this like 6 months ago.
I know.
They kept that hidden for a long time.
They talked about Blac Chyna. They don't speak to Blac Chyna. They're still suing her. She's suing them.
Absolutely insane.
They're cool with Amber Rose. And they say that Rob just has his moods and that he really feels like of all of them, he didn't sign up for this.
Well, honestly, but he will be back. I mean, it's a lot to be on all the time. Yeah. He just didn't take it well. I think with the death of his father, I think that whole thing, it was a mess. And they've really hit it really well.
Yeah.
Like, the only person I've really seen affected by it is mostly Chris and maybe Chloe. But did he lose weight? I feel like he's always been pressured to lose all the weight.
No, that was really sad, too. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if they talked about his weight issues. They just talked about that he would be back. But I like Rob. I like Rob and Scott. Like, those are two of my favorites.
I loved Rob and Scott's relationship.
Me too.
I loved first season Kardashians. It was so fresh.
Well,
so
it was kind of real.
Yeah. It was real.
Right? Now it's really guided.
Now we literally can't even relate to you guys.
You know, it's funny. Hard. I still like them, though. I actually seem to like them more. I don't know why. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I don't know why. I find them fascinating to watch.
Well, we've seen them change into such high profile people.
Yeah.
And I loved watching them in the beginning when they didn't have that fame. And so they kind of were just like hanging out in the house, like in Calabasas, and they had chickens in the back and they were doing kind of normal people stuff.
Yeah.
Still.
I loved it when they were like being sponsored by a cupcake shop. I was like, you know what? We can relate to that.
We can relate to that. Tostitos chips were there.
Yeah.
You know, Caitlin was still Bruiser.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Is that what you do? Yeah.
Take them out and let's take some racers out and get the copters.
Did you see Caitlyn Jenner's 10-year challenge? Like 10 years ago, she was Bruce. And then now she was like, be yourself. I was like, that is good. Bitch, that is a 10-year challenge.
Be yourself, baby. If you want to be a woman, be a woman. You know, it's 2019.
You imagine that's a real
real 10 years challenge for reals. All right, Rob, welcome back to TV.
This would be hard as a celebrity. Rihanna, it came out yesterday, is suing her father.
Oh.
Fenty Beauty and Savage X Fenty are thriving, but her father is apparently capitalizing, Ronald Fenty, on her name. He and a business partner are booking third-party gigs for her, promising appearances that she'll be there and taking money from people when, in fact, Rihanna has no intention of doing that. They even booked that she would perform at various locations throughout the world. Rihanna's legal team also claims that Fenty and Perkins, that's his business partner, have ignored their cease and desist for a long time. It must suck to be famous and feuding with your own family, your own father.
And that's the truth. I mean, I cannot even imagine.
How much money does he need or want?
Sure. Did she even have a good relationship with her dad and her family?
Yeah, I thought she did for a long time.
So then as soon as you could become rich, it's really just becomes about the money and it's no longer the family relationship anymore. That's really sad.
I know. Really sad.
So obviously this broke their relationship.
Yeah. Broken their relationship. So that lawsuit is continuing. Also, Michael Strahan, we talk about Lindsay. We talk about Trump serving Clemson football, McDonald's and Wendy's. Now, Michael Strahan has invited the Clemson Tigers for lobster and caviar on GMA. Basically saying, like, come and enjoy what a real meal is for their great accomplishments. Would you take him up on that, by the way, if you were what did you think of that whole? I thought it was, I mean, it's hysterical. Like, you can't make this shit up.
You can. I would hope for a good cheese board. Serve the caviar.
I mean, you go to the White House, you make it to the White House and you go in and it's like Big Mac cheeseburgers. Like, I wouldn't even eat that.
It is such a disgrace. But at this point, I feel like it's just a show. I feel like we're watching a whole fake, an entire fake setup. Who does that? That is the cheapest thing ever. The White House is just Ronald McDonald. Oh, my God. The memes where Trump is just Ronald McDonald. It's like Donald or Ronald. It's amazing. Who the who approves this? Who's on his team?
Well, only slightly in Trump's defense. He apparently paid for it out of pocket.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. From the dollar menu? What? I don't understand. This is the cheapest, most broke-ass thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
It's pretty bad. Yeah.
And the picture, he's like proud of it, standing over like all the meals, like packaged in plastic.
We've got tons of french fries. We've got burgers. We've got 300. No, we've got 1,000 burgers.
Let me show you what a real meal is. This is a real meal. Big Macs, fries, shakes, everything. It's going to be great.
Can you imagine?
Horrendous. I'd walk in there and flip the table
and
up.
And then they light a candelabra. I mean, honest to God, these poor Clemson players too. They light up this like Beauty and the Beast fucking candelabra.
We eat better at school, at the dining hall. Says no one ever, but they did.
Yeah, I know.
Like, they get better food at the dining hall. You know, it's a wrap.
Lastly, Mariah Carey is suing her former manager for blackmailing her or attempting to blackmail her and extort $8 million from her from embarrassing videos.
Wait a minute.
This sounds so good. I want to see Mariah Carey's sex tape.
Okay. Now, I don't have an impersonation of Mariah Carey. Now, I wish I did. What would it be? It would just be...
When a hero comes along. Like that? No? No?
Like, yeah. No, go higher.
Why are you so obsessed with me?
Boy, I want to know.
We can't. We're going to break the glass in the studio. But hit the like, different...
Like that?
Once again, it's a wrap. But I hope, okay, wait. Is her sex tape getting released or no?
I don't think so. Mariah claims it wasn't long before Liana Azarian, her former assistant, went to town with her credit card, buying personal stuff and claiming to retailers she was buying things for Mimi, trading the singer's goodwill to keep discounts. Carrie says, unbeknownst to her, Azarian was secretly filming her personal activities, which included embarrassing and extremely damaging both personally and professionally. If revealed, Azarian was making as much as $327,000 a year.
That's it for being a personal assistant to Mariah Carey?
That's it? That's a shit ton of money.
All right. I'm not saying I even make close to six figures, but I would have thought that maybe she would. Mariah Carey gets so much money from that song.
Which one?
All I Want for Christmas? I mean, the only thing... That is Mariah Carey's saving grace. If it wasn't for that song, she'd be lost in a ditch somewhere. Like, auto-tuning.
What? She's one of the greatest singers of all time.
No, she is,
Hero,
but her vocal...
Honey, that was such a great song.
Okay, yes. I mean, yes,
in
the
90s. She did with Jay-Z that was hot, like, in 2000.
Nah,
she
I
was.
Don't. I wouldn't.
Nah.
No, I...
Nah.
Nah.
I want to see Mariah's sex tape.
I mean, she's still hot.
She's smoking. I think she's great. What are you Googling?
I'm Googling
Mariah Carey's sex tape. Mariah Carey spread cheeks.
Spread ass. Oh, Pornhub. Wait a minute. We're on.
She on there? Mariah Carey sex tape on Pornhub.
Can we open this up? Are we going to get in trouble? Oh my God. Wait.
Yeah, let's
wait.
Watch. Guys, you got to be like 18. Right? 21,
hold on.
18.
We're playing this on the studio computer. I don't know if
okay,
we can.
Ooh,
wait, she's riding
she Miguel.
On a
all right. Hey, where this, do they it, have this, sex? Okay.
This isn't a sex tape. This is.
Oh, they lure you in with this bullshit. No, we want to see her.
Okay. Ew. The commercial right next to this is Old Pussy Finder. Oh my God. going to hell. Ew. Do you guys look at that? Is
People
that
thought
a thing?
My Mariah Carey note was on point. Thank you. Because she elevates. She goes. That's what she does.
Wait, did you get that on camera? Sarah was like sucking the air right there. Okay. I need that for an outtake later. I got to close Pornhub before we get a virus.
Oh my God. Well, at least they're getting away from teens. That's the good news in porn.
Thank God. Oh, we didn't even talk about the porn trends.
We got it. That's a great story we can talk about on Monday. But porn trends for 2019 are skewing older and bigger, which is great news for me. It's good news for me.
Wait, one of the main headlines was like, surprisingly, teens are no longer the hot click on porn sites. I was like, thank God. Like, why is this?
Yeah, why is this surprising news? It should be all along, fuckers.
This should be a regular thing.
And they
thing.
Say big women are in, which I love.
You're not even big, Sarah.
No, but I used to be.
But I love. Okay,
and, you know,
so-
I could go back any moment.
Okay. Weight fluctuates all the time here, you know, in vegan world.
I mean,
you
know.
Tofu adds up, I could imagine.
Tofu cows. Anyhow.
Hashtag watch out for those tofu cows.
All right, look, Gabby Andrews from Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club is on the phone. We got to interview her, so we want to play this interview for you. We love you guys. Be sure to share the Hey Frish podcast with someone who has never heard of us. Support our sponsors. If you want ways to support the show, go to Total Dental Care, call Dr. Mintz, Simple Health, order your birth control. We love you. Thank you for supporting it. This is Gabby Andrews. She's from D.C. Are we ready?
We're ready. Here we go.
Okay.
Let's get her on the line.
Hey, Gabby.
Hello.
Gabby! Oh, my God!
Hi!
We're like the biggest fans!
You guys have the biggest smile on my face right now.
Girl, the only reason we are like, well, we are big Lindsay Lohan fans too, but we love the show that you are a D.C. native, and we've just been so fascinated by you, like, ever since the show started.
I am very thankful that I got the opportunity to do the show, and I'm happy that you guys are watching it as well.
Okay, wait, give us the scoop. How did you get cast?
So my casting story is actually extremely random. When they were first advertising for the show, for people to apply for the show, they asked for a group of people who are professionals in the nightlife industry to apply.
Okay.
A friend of mine applied with my name.
Oh, and without you knowing?
Without me knowing. And was hoping that him and another group of our friends would make it on the show. Well, little did he know, they reached out to me and said, hey, would you like to do an interview to be on the show? And I thought it was a prank at first. I was like, okay, I don't know anybody from MTV. I haven't applied for the show, so must be a scam. Lo and behold, I flew to LA the next day and reached the next.
Oh, my God.
That is insane. Yeah.
Okay, AJ grew up in D.C. You know, I've been here for years. I love that you used to listen to me on the Kane Show on 99.5. But where did you, like, we want to know your backstory. Where did you work in D.C.? Like, where were you in the nightlife business?
So, at first I was at Gazooza, which is just a little lounge. It's like I started at Gazooza, and I was cocktailing there, and I learned to bartend there. I had no experience bartending there. I was there. After I was at Gazooza, I met a promoter who brought me over to Ozio.
Yep.
And then I was bartending at Ozio.
Oh.
We were attending at Ozio, then I was at Dirty Bar,
ooh,
and I just bounced around from there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hell yes.
Okay, now you go to school in Florida. You guys shot season one, so give us the scoop, because now, is someone going to get fired from the beach club?
People do leave, but I cannot say who.
Okay, and what
you have to watch for that.
What is your take on Lindsay as a boss?
So, of course, as you can see in the first episode, I was not so favored. Now, don't get me wrong, I have a big mouth and was very intoxicated, so I'm not too mad.
That whole pool scene was honestly the best of the first episode.
Like, it was so good.
Everyone was hammered, yes. Clearly. It looked like Lindsay was kind of drunk herself. We were dying.
My favorite part was when I was watching it back, and she was like, oh, don't want to answer, make me a drink. And I was like, oh, I'm slurring my words. And I go, oh, I'm so sorry. We drink all the alcohol. I watched it back and I cringe.
Okay. Oh my God. Now, does anyone make out with Panos? Because my strategy would be this. I would forget the VIP clients. I would try to get in Panos's pants. I'm obsessed with Panos.
Panos.
Panos is the most fabulous fashion sense wise. He's a prettier person than I am. It makes no sense. But Panos is such a businessman. He had no nonsense for us. He's like, no. He's like, you guys do your job. I watch you guys, and that is it.
Okay, so look, there's so many interesting articles about this show and Lindsay trying to rebrand herself. Do you think in this first season she will be successful in doing that? Because it's funny, I've been a big fan. She's obviously an incredible actress. But, it's hard because we all know her past. They've really tried to embrace it. Do you think people will actually walk away at the end of the season feeling different about Lindsay?
I do think that people will feel different about Lindsay after watching the show. I think that even in the first episode when May was being, I guess, almost bullied by Sarah, and Lindsay stepped in and was like, I'll F someone up if they mess with you. I think it shows that she's there to be like this. She's trying to be a role model. Now, of course, people can say it's hard if you've had a past like that, but I think she just wants to show that she's turned it around and that she's trying to rebrand herself, not just as like a TV personality or as an actress, but as a businesswoman as well.
So I have like a million questions for you, but we know we want to talk too about you have like this amazing body transformation that you just put up on your Instagram. People were doing the 10-year yes. challenge and you were like, yes. girl, you are amazing. I love that you
thank you so much.
What an incredible, you're beautiful before, but right. to take the initiative to like, you know, just change your health, change your body. How did you do that?
Well, I've always had issues with my weight fluctuating up and down. A lot of it had to do because when I was younger, I was so sick with my genetic disorder, which I talked about on the Meet the Cast episode. But because of that, when I was younger, I couldn't walk at one point. I was in and out of the hospital. So my weight went up very quickly. When I got to high school, I got healthier and I started exercising and I was doing cheerleading and I lost the weight. But more recently, and even from the show, you can see that I've lost weight. I work in nightlife. I'm in and then I go to school during the day as well. So I'm eating junk food. I don't have time to go to the gym. I'm drinking excess amounts of alcohol. And I kind of just realized I just wanted to be healthier. It wasn't even about losing weight because I think I'm cute, thick, or skinny.
But yes, girl. Yes.
I wanted to feel healthy and, like, be active. So just recently I just have started going back to the gym again and not even all the time. I probably go 3 or 4 times a week and just eating overall healthier and I just feel better. I have so much more energy and that's kind of what's driven it.
Oh, you look so good. People submitted
thank
some
you.
Questions for us online. They want to know when you guys are partying at the house, at the host house, like, do you have to buy your own alcohol?
We do.
That's messed up.
What? That is messed up. What?
No, like, we, just like any other job, we had to take care of ourselves, go shopping. You want to get your nails done, you have to get your nails done. You have to, it's a job, so we're working hard at the job, and we're living in a house together where we're living with no help. It's like if you moved into a house with, like, 10 of your friends / enemies, you guys all just have to live together and make it work.
No, definitely. And we wanted to ask one question about in the first episode, you guys had that issue with the with Brent hooking up with the VIP. And we're wondering what's that type of like when, you know, guys don't get a bad rap for hooking up with girls. But if the other side, if you guys were expected to hook up with a VIP guest who was a male, how would that go down?
So I've said this to people who've watched it and have said the same thing to me. It was frustrating for me because I know if I, let's say, made up with a male host after all the drama I had with Lindsay, I would have been fired immediately.
Right,
it
yeah.
wouldn't have been entertained. I think that men have it so easy most of the time where it's okay if a man is using his good looks or if a man is using his sexuality to embrace and make money. But if a woman's doing it, it's judged. And it's very frustrating. And Janita brought up the same thing. If anybody else were to do that, any of the females, we would have gotten a lot of shit.
Yeah, we agree. But double standard.
Completely. And I think Brent is someone who throughout the season is going to frustrate people.
Right. Like he's hot, so, but yeah, he's a douche, right? Like how much of a douche is he? Like seriously.
I'm not going to lie.
Like, I love that he showed that picture of him, like, way back in the day when he looks, like, busted. But then you're like, okay, but your head blew up, and now you suck.
Exactly. I think the thing with Brent is there's still some insecurity there, so that's where his loudness and overbearingness comes now. But throughout the season, I think that people will see different sides of Brent, hopefully.
Okay.
We'll see. But he's a douche regardless. That's just kind of how he is. He has that personality. He is the biggest man. Like, he just fits all those stereotypes of any biggest promoter you've ever met.
Okay, so we know you can't spill all the tea yet on the Lindsay Lohan Beach Club, like the real tea, but tell us this. When you were working nightclub in D.C., biggest celebrity that came in to one of the clubs that you were bartending, and what happened?
I've met a lot. Okay, this is going to sound silly, but probably my favorite who I met was probably 50 Cent, actually.
Oh! Even though he's not.
Yeah.
Yes.
50?
Oh my God, did he have a dime? I feel like he's broke as shit and just comes up and is like, hey girl, can you give me a free drink? You're like, what's the date?
So it's funny. I was out at Rose Bar and I had a table next to him. Didn't realize he was going to the club that night. But he was there at the table next to me, took a shot of Patron together, shared a glass of champagne. So, like, I've gotten to meet a lot of cool people. In D.C., we're also flooded with athletes. Like,
that's true.
Yeah.
John Wall is, like, at the club every night of the week.
Okay,
so the Wizards team, Redskins team are always out.
Oh, my God. I love it.
When you come back, we're definitely going out for drinks at Rose Bar.
Yes.
We have to.
Oh my God. Seriously, we love you so much. We want all of DC to tune in MTV Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club. You are one of the stars. We just love supporting the DMV. I think the women really bring it on the show. And I love, you know, you seem so far two episodes in that you're yourself, you're confident. And I think you're just such a great representation of DC, Gabby. So we are 1000% behind you, rooting for you.
And you're smart.
I appreciate you guys so much. I'm so happy, and I really hope that everyone watches because I am the comeback kid, and you just guys keep watching.
Oh,
I
cannot wait.
Yes! Oh my God, seriously. And then we want you to come back. We're going to have a party here in DC, and we want all your tips to bag 50 Cent, okay? Like, I want to know what I got to do. Like, I want to give him the best blowjob of his life. Like, you got to give me all the tips.
Girl, I got all the tips. All of them.
Oh, Gabby, thank you for being on the Hey For Each podcast. We love you so much.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Wait to keep following you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye, girl. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
You guys, love Gabby. Be sure to check out Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club every Tuesday night, MTV, 8 p.m. We'll be watching and tweeting. I love a DC girl.
Love a DC girl.
She's awesome.
She's like not even in like radio television. She's like a biology major in Florida.
People wanted to know, can you ask her how fried her hair was after being forced to dye it herself? I legitimately felt bad for her.
She said she's been through the ringer. She's like, my hair's been blue. My hair's been green. Doesn't matter. Like, I'll dye anything.
You guys, we love you. Thank you so much for listening to the pod. We'll see you on Monday. Boy, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Woo! Yes.
Follow at Hey For Each. Follow AJ on the mic.
Yeah, give me that beat. Give me the Mariah Carey face. Let me hold my balls. Peace.